One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 11, The Good Shepherd, My Leader, by Dr. Mark Smith. Scripture passage, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Psalm 23:2. Saturday is yard day at my house during spring and summer months. I am too busy with my job during the week to get any of the yard work done, so I have to wait until Saturday. I spend most of the day mowing and trimming the grass, using the blower to clear off the deck and sidewalks, and picking weeds out of the garden and flower beds. Some weeks are worse than others, but at the end of the day, I always go into the house exhausted. I try each week to work smarter instead of harder, but things never change. I work so long and hard that when I'm finished, all I want to do is climb into the shower and crawl into my favorite chair. Needless to say, I do a poor job pacing myself with my yard work. However, the Lord knows how to set the pace in our lives. As seen in the 23rd Psalm, the loving and caring shepherd knew exactly how to make David slow down and give him the rest he needed. David starts by saying, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, Psalm 23:2. However, when it comes to sheep, lying down is not as simple as you would think. Philip Keller, in his book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23, describes some little-known, yet interesting, facts about sheep and shepherds who take care of them. He writes, Sheep do not lie down easily, and will not unless four conditions are met. Because they are timid, they will not lie down if they are afraid. Because they are social animals, they will not lie down if there is friction among the sheep. If flies or parasites trouble them, they will not lie down. Finally, if sheep are anxious about food or hungry, they will not lie down. Rest comes because the shepherd has dealt with fear, friction, flies, and famine. Are we different than sheep? Rest, the kind of rest the Lord gives, only comes when we allow the shepherd to deal with each problem in our lives. When we give him our fears, his presence is there. When we have friction in relationships, he is ready to bring reconciliation. When unforeseen problems occur, he will be with you. When we trust him with our basic needs, he will provide. Then and only then will we be able to lie down and find true rest. The Good Shepherd knows where the good places are that will give us the rest we need. In the second part of Psalm 23:2, David describes God's loving kindness on an even deeper level. He says, He leads me beside quiet waters. A good shepherd knows when his sheep need green pastures for rest and when they need fresh, clean water for refreshment. Like the shepherd, the good shepherd knows where to take us to the gentle water that will give us the provision we need. Notice that there are not rushing streams or stagnant pools, but quiet, still, peaceful waters. When we put all our trust in the Good Shepherd and rest in Him, He will bring us to a place of peace and replenishment. The images of Psalm 23:2 are rich with how God comforts us, cares for us, and provides rest for us, His beloved sheep. You are His cherished sheep. He loves and cares for you that much. You can trust Him. Reflect upon the following. What is your greatest fear right now? What relationships are you struggling with? What problems are you dealing with? What needs do you have that are not being met? Consider taking the following action steps. Write down your answers to the previous questions. Go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him, the Good Shepherd, for His help and provision. He is ready. Take a few minutes to call the NCBAM Hope Line at 866-578-4673 and share your responses to the questions. One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.